Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to BGE Radio. Today's date is January 13th, 2012, 12 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, about 70 degrees here in San Diego, Los Angeles. It's the West Coast weather. 3 p.m. in the ATL, I hear that it's about 27 degrees out in Atlanta. I'm getting word from everyone. And hear that just from our guest that we have on the air today, that you guys got a little snow. So hope you guys are keeping warm out there. I'm definitely going to have to pack up some jackets and hats and get ready as I come into the city to get the kickoff with this award ceremony that we are bringing to the community. So the lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709, as always, in live chat. Also got 2 VIP Keystone Leadership Award tickets to give away and 2 red carpet reception tickets to give away, so you can call in, definitely, to be a part of this momentous event that is happening and going down January 28th, 2012 at the Port of Sanford Center, to come meet and celebrate our Keystone leaders that have been selected from various, various backgrounds, and not just that, the opportunity to network and meet these Keystone leaders that make a difference in our community. So as I said, the Keystone Leaders is 2 weeks out, and we're counting. Well, everyone, we're very, very excited. We're getting all everything in place to make sure this is going to be a night of celebration to you all. So, yes, Atlanta, it took a lot of work to put this together. I will tell you guys that we did this in a matter of 2.5 months to bring it to you guys. And, you know, with my awesome, awesome team, which I have to give big thanks out to. It's just a blessing of, you know, who I have all involved in helping me to pull this together for our community. But we are definitely ready to give you guys a show and definitely ready to honor those that are dedicated to allowing our community to thrive and grow, because that's just what it's all about. And that's what the Keystone Leadership Awards is all about, is just recognizing and those, especially those that are compassionate to serve our community with that dedication. And not just that, to give the opportunity for, you know, our next up-and-coming leaders. And that's what it's about, that legacy, you know, handing off the baton. And that's what a lot of these Keystone leaders are all about, you know, with the passion and the dedication. You know, they just, you know, we're not here to just keep our talents and skills to ourselves. Have to give it to the next to keep the community thriving and growing. In an effort to do that and to make sure that our community can connect with the ones that are very successful in their areas and walks that they contribute to the community, this is the opportunity for everyone to come out and meet, network with them. And they are so open and ready and willing to speak to everyone that attend and, you know, just connect. I mean, you know, you don't know. Some of these leaders can become your mentors, you know. Some of these leaders can connect you with the people, you know, that you may need in your path and your vision and your dream. So that's what it's all about, you know. But to do so, you got to come and meet them and get in front of these people. So Build, Grow, and Enjoy, we are just an honor to be able to provide this opportunity to the community and on both, you know, aspects of just the vision itself, honoring, and then also just being able to provide opportunity for those that need to grow. And it's just amazing. You know, I was reminded this morning by a very, very prominent leader that's in Atlanta. And of course, she is one of the Keystone leaders that's being honored. And, you know, it's a quote that actually I've always lived by, but she just reminded me. And it's, you know, leaders don't create followers. They create more leaders, and that's by Tom Peters. And, you know, it kind of hit me. It's like, wow, you know, I've always lived by that myself. And, you know, it's just, you know, I think that's something that people need to be reminded of for myself. You know, we're out there, you know, doing what we need to do, you know, trying to follow our visions, our dreams, or want to get, you know, do things better in our life, grow in our community. But, you know, that's what it's all about, giving back. You know, as we learn our skills, we give back to others. So definitely, like I said, come out and support these leaders and put yourself in a position where you can get in front of them. And, you know, not only do you get connected with them, it gives you that opportunity to one, like three words that it was boiled, like just kind of compiled into, and that's, you know, listen, learn, and lead. And, you know, this, like I said, this is Bill Groen and Joy's gift to the community of Atlanta, our leaders that lead us, you know, from various walks of life. So trust and know with, you know, the many leaders, there is going to be one that you're going to connect with, because we got a long list of them. And, I mean, they come from different backgrounds, and they are very open to hear about your visions and dreams. So come join tonight. That's going to be just momentous. January 28th, more information is on BillGroenEnjoy.com. We are 2 weeks away from it. It's going to change our community. It's going to absolutely make a huge impact. The buzz is out. Everyone is, you know, just like kind of like, wow, you know, just mouth wide open. That's just the feedback that I'm getting and, you know, from everyone. And it's just a blessing to know that, you know, my vision is going to make a difference in so many, so many people's lives. So definitely get out there. And today, you know, I have, you know, like I said, we've been having the Keystone Leaders selected ones to come on the air so you guys can get a in-depth understanding of who they are, what they do, and why they were selected as Keystone Leaders. And definitely today I have a very special Keystone Leader that is in the niche, similar to what my background is, and that's banking and finance. And he definitely has the business world for our business community, very educated and very dedicated to it. He's the recipient of the Developing American Award, executive director of the Small Business Finance Institute, and also author of Get Finance Now, and that's Mr. Charles Green. So welcome. Congratulations, Charles. It's a pleasure to have you on the air today.
Thank you, Colette. It's great to be with you again.
Well, definitely. Are you enjoying the weather there?
Hey, I'm a cold weather person, and I love it today. It was 29 degrees and snowing this morning.
It does get kind of nice with the fireplace, you know. I kind of like it, too. So that's just awesome. Well, congratulations, Charles. You know, you were selected for the Developing America Award for all your contributions you do on the small business side, which is very important in the bloodline of our community, because without the small businesses, you know, they are the you know, that is the part of our community that allows our community to grow, because it puts it back into the community, allows it to thrive. So just congratulations on just being that Keystone Leader in that area. And so let's let everyone know who you are, your background, you know, your expertise, because there's just so much to be told about you.
Well, thank you again. It's a real honor, and I'm very humbled by this gesture. I call myself a recovering banker. I've been in the business since the late 70s, and, you know, like you, I'm sure many of the honors or trophies that I have accumulated in my life are actually small businesses that are scattered around Metro Atlanta and to whom I played some small role in helping them figure out a schematic to get financing and put their business together and on the map, and today they're enjoying a robust enterprise with a lot of jobs, and maybe they're saving for retirement, and they've put their kids through school from the small business engine that I played a small role in helping them get started. That's been a really remarkable thing to be part of, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. But I've spent about 25 years in working for a bank, several banks. I have started a bank. I was a credit analyst at one point and a business developer for many years. I spent 5 years with a venture capitalist. And in that role, as you know, you are garnering capital to buy companies and operate them. And then you may be borrowing money in that role to leverage the capital you have. So one of the fun parts about my career has been I've been on both sides of the table. I've been a borrower and a lender. I've been an investor, and I've been one to go out and raise capital. So it's been very rewarding.
Yeah, very, very rewarding it is, and we're just absolutely honored that you are sharing your, you know, your experience and expertise, because I can tell you, you know, being a, you know, an ex-banker myself, and, you know, being in the industry, it's a very sophisticated industry, and, you know, only the best of the best can really handle it, because it is a lot, and to be able to, you know, have it over the years and share it is absolutely a blessing. And like you said, you know, small businesses, they create the jobs, and that's, you know, why it's so important to get businesses financed, so that way they can open their doors to be able to create the jobs, because, of course, you know, creating jobs create income in our community. Now, you have a company, Small Business Finance Institution. You're doing, like, the financial boot camps where you're educating. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, the Institute is an enterprise I started in 2010 that has the mission to teach small business owners how to manage the money they have and find the funding they need. Most of my clients in the last 30 years couldn't read a financial statement. And it's like going to the doctor and not knowing that you were overweight or that you had a elevated temperature because you just weren't listening and tuning into some basic information that you should have available to you. So we've launched the Financial Boot Camp, which is a monthly workshop that lasts 2 days and goes pretty deep dive into teaching people the basic metrics of their business, how to plan their cash flows, how to take the information and interpret it and take it to their banker or to an investor and get funding.
Right, right, right. And that's what it's all about. And that's what it's all about. Now, you guys, you also, like you said, with the financial boot camp, I actually posted a picture of you on Facebook. I'm not sure if you saw it on your wall, but I just love that picture of seeing you in action. You know, you're like out there as a foot soldier. You know, you're not sending someone else out there to train, you know, in your group or anything. You're out there yourself teaching people about, you know, the financial statements, which I can see in the picture that I posted up of you. But how can someone, you know, especially these business owners, and with so many businesses wanting to grow in Atlanta, how can they become a part of your financial boot camp, and how often do you have those seminars?
We have 10 scheduled for 2012 so far, and we are talking with several chambers of commerce around about doing special events on their locale. But our website, which is sbfi.org, has a page that describes more about what's involved with the program, and you know, it gives a complete litany of the sections we have and what we teach, and registration information is there. It's, like I said, 2 days is fairly intensive, but it's very digestible. I'm not trying to teach someone one of these 3-mile-long formulas that I had to learn to get a finance degree, but I'm trying to drill it down into what you understand and what you can absorb and use tomorrow. You know, this is not a program just to tell you some other website to go check out and get in line. This is information you can take home and start using tomorrow.
Right, right. And that's what it is all about, just making it understanding and making it fun to learn, you know. You know, Charles, with us in our background, people just think finance is just a bore, but you have a very unique way of just engaging the audience to learn in your financial boot camp. Now, you also just recently, which I love, oh, my goodness, I love, by the way, and thank you for the copy of the book, and I love that little note that you gave to me. It kind of made me giggle. But the Get Finance Now, let's talk a little more about that book that you just had published by McGraw, right? McGraw published it in Hill for you. So let's talk a little more about that. Tell a little more about Get Finance Now.
Well, thank you. The book Get Financing Now came out in December, and it only took me about 30 years to do the research to figure out what to write. But it's it is all about learning those metrics, understanding how third parties look at you and your business to evaluate whether they want to put money into you. And it talks about some of the basic fundamentals that you need to know about. What kind of business organization do you have? What stage of business are you in? Where are you in the big macro economy, and what can you take from that? And then it talks about reading a financial statement and what's the difference between an asset and a liability. What is a cash cycle? How do you project your cash flow? And how does that relate to the earnings of your business? It goes through a litany of the different kinds of information you need to approach a third party for financing, and about, you know, the business plan versus a financing proposal. All of these things which are required, and I hear a lot of people complaining about the paperwork, but these things are what you need to know about your business. They're things that need to be kept up with and up to date for you to have a good planning document for you. We talk about the different tranches of financing, equity versus debt, and all of the different kinds of equity and stages that businesses get it. The different kinds of financing products that are available, including some new ones, by the way, some alternative products that are really being delivered by technology today that are really going to create a run on some banks. They're going to give banks a real tough competition.
Right, and I couldn't agree with you more. It is so important to learn this right now because it's just not like the traditional days where you can just walk into the bank and show your financials, or you know, they run your credit and get this loan. I mean, really and truly, to get your business started nowadays, you really got to look for financing. And I can agree with you. It's a tough industry out there. I mean, you know, pretty much it's like you gotta pay to play. You know, you guys are looking for the people with the money. So if you're gonna go in, you know, startup, you really have to be educated on it. On knowing, you know, how to approach these investors or how to get this financing, because, you know, with the economy, no one is lending, and it doesn't even look like it's going in any direction where it's kind of picking up right now, you know. So, and it's so key for our community, for the businesses to get financed, to be able to open the doors. So I don't know, you know, what, you know, in the future, I do my research, I read up on it, but I don't know if you want to agree with me, Charles, but it looks like we are just, like, having to take charge of our lives ourselves and grasp that opportunity and go forth ourselves. What do you say about that?
I think you must have taken my class because I talk so much about personal responsibility. I kind of give the old story. When I first got into banking in the late 70s, I know you aren't that old, but back then, literally, a customer might call up and just say, I need $100,000 in my checking account tonight because I've already mailed off some checks, and I'll stop by in a couple days and sign the papers. And we would do it.
Right.
Those days are gone. They're forgotten about, and they're not coming back. The FDIC today has identified more than 800 problem banks that remain after more than 400 have been closed in the last 3 years. So these banks that are problems don't advertise in their window that we're not making loans. They do not want to drive off their depositors. But you go in and meet with them, and they'll listen to your story, and they'll kind of scratch their chin for a couple of weeks and let you get it all out on the table before they find a reason not to to make your loan. But the real reason is they can't because they don't have the capital. And so you've got to do a little more homework. If you want to go through that two-week cycle and push your success back two more weeks, you can do that. But you can go to the FDIC's website and see if they have a consent order or a cease and desist order pending against them. That isn't necessarily means that they're going to go out of business. It just means that their lending might not be as aggressive as another bank in your neighborhood. So this kind of, you know, just knowing this little insight and taking the 15 minutes to do a little research might cut 2 or 4 weeks off of your search.
Right, absolutely. And Georgia is one of the states with one of the highest bank closure, correct? How many banks are they, the number is it at, like over 400 now, or what is it now?
It's been about 75 in Georgia, I think. And I'm sorry, I may have that number wrong because I haven't looked at the list in a while. But I will tell you, I'm working on an article for this year. I believe this is the 350th anniversary of the founding of the state of Georgia, or that may be 250 years. But it is poetic that we were founded as a colony where they brought over indentured servants who had been let out of debtor prisons in Britain to found the Savannah colony. And today, we haven't learned anything. We've got the highest number of bank failures.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know. What do you think's going to happen? Or, you know, besides us just, you know, we have to create our own opportunity. I know you have a quote that I really, really like, and I hope you don't laugh at me because, what is it, in French on your Facebook page? But it's basically saying, what did you say on here?
It's Latin.
Oh, it's Latin. Can you say it? Because if I know I'm going to get it wrong.
I can't say the Latin pronunciation of it, but the interpretation is either I find a way or I make a way.
Oh, yeah, and that's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. And I just want to just tell everyone that, as you can hear with Mr. Green, he is definitely a person that you guys need to connect with. I mean, Atlanta has so many entrepreneurs that's in the city, and so many of them come to me, you know, but I keep telling them, like, when they come to me and, you know, the companies that I deal with, these are the people that are looking for the people that, you know, big dollars, and I'm just like, you know, what about the masses? And the good thing, that's why I was always drawn to you, Charles, is that you assist the masses, and that's what it's all about. So what is, like, the cost of this them coming to the financial boot camp? I mean, it's very inexpensive, and if there's any materials also. What is the cost of it? Let them know the cost of it.
It's only $295, and that's for 12 hours in the classroom, and I even offer a very heart-healthy lunch. And heart-healthy because it's a light lunch, because I kind of go with the Gordon Gekko thing from Wall Street. You know, lunch is for wimps. We've got work to do. We'll eat tonight. Hope you had a good breakfast. But, you know, it's very impactful. It is interactive. We do it in small groups. They're limited to 15 people. And so there's a lot of conversation. One of the unadvertised benefits that has happened in all of the four boot camps heretofore is that people make personal connections with other people participating. And I know there have been follow-up lunches and meetings and maybe some business between people who met at the boot camp in this small group because of the size and the conversation and where we go with it. It really does open up a lot of yourself and what's going on in your world and your perspective on things that is a great teaching vehicle for everybody. So it's been quite a successful model, and would love to have a lot of your, you know, listeners join us.
Definitely. Well, it's a pleasure for you to be able to offer that to the community. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I'm just going to open it up to them, you know, allow you to add anything that you would like to share in addition to something that maybe we didn't cover. And then, of course, just get your contact information out to those that need to be a part of your mission and vision that you have going on in the community. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Listen, Learn, and Lead. Executive Director, Mr. Charles Green, Small Business Finance Institution. Definitely have him as the recipient for the first annual Build, Grow, and Enjoy Keystone Leadership Award of the Developing America Award. And as you guys have been listening, you see and or hear why with his niche and his education in the small business arena, financing, and, you know, very, very key area throughout our community. Now, Mr. Green, is there any other information that you would like to share with us and the listening audience on, you know, when it comes to small businesses throughout our community that you think they need to hear?
Well, I would love to share a little about some who maybe have listened to the description of boot camp and are worried that they're a little out of shape, shall we say, and need a little workout before they commit themselves to boot camp. We have an annual conference coming up on February 29th called Stepping Up to Business. This is the second conference, and it will be an all-day event at the Loudermilk Center downtown. It features 14 different workshops that each attendant can choose six, and will cover topics broadly from how to find an angel investor to how to get an SBA loan, how to manage your cash flow, to how to get working capital financing. Our lunchtime panel is very exciting. We have a program called Thinking Outside the Bank, and it is going to be the leaders of four different alternative financing companies who have built platforms on the internet to access business capital. One of these is based right here in Atlanta Metro called IOU Central. And they don't look at your last three financial statements. They look at what people say about you on Yelp. They are really wanting to know where you're going in the future and where are you today more than why was that little ding on your credit report 6 years ago. So some very exciting things coming in the financing world for small business owners, and you're going to hear it first at Stepping Up to Business.
Awesome, awesome. Well, once again, Charles, let everyone know how they can follow you, contact you, and be a part of your movement that you have going on throughout the community.
Our website is sbfi.org, and I would invite everyone to kind of tool around and look at all the information that we have there and keep going back because we're building several new things there. I would invite anyone to connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm also very active on Facebook. My Twitter handle is Advice on Loan. And I do publish information daily about what's going on in the world of finance and economics.
Awesome, awesome. Well, congratulations, Mr. Charles Green, recipient of the Developing America Award. I look forward to honoring you at the upcoming Keystone Leadership Award, and we at Bill Grown and Joy is just so appreciative, and the community, of all your hard work and dedication that you provide to the community.
Thank you, Kalithia, and I appreciate being on your show and look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.
Awesome, awesome. Well, there you guys have it, recipient of the Developing America Award at the first annual Bill Grown and Joy Keystone Leadership Award, where we will be celebrating the community. Definitely come out and celebrate Mr. Charles Green with Small Business Finance Institute achievements that he has done and is doing throughout our community. Come meet him, come network with him, and support the cause of all that we have going on. More information on the awards is on BillGrownAndJoy.com. Get your tickets. Tickets are on sale now. You can get the VIP tickets, and you can also go come and enjoy the red carpet. So there's some options for you. You want to go ahead and get them. It's going to be a sellout event. We are down to the last 2 weeks, so, the buzz is out. Be sure also to go pick up a copy of the Atlanta Daily World. It is running in the Atlanta Daily World to announce not only to, all of our community of Atlanta, but those that come through our busy, busy airport. So, this is a huge event, and this is something annually that's going to be coming to Atlanta, and it's just great to be able to, bring it to the city. So, as we complete this year with our Keystone Leaders, we are already in the process of looking for the next 2013 Keystone Leaders. So definitely if you have people also that that's making a difference, shoot us an email so that way we can be able to see, if they fit the criteria for them to be acknowledged. But that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. And, you guys, make sure you get over to WorkingDivas.com. Have some great articles on there. in regards to, you know, that credit card spending over the holidays to get yourself back on track. Also have some great tips to you moms, me being a mother myself, of how to raise some successful children. So I've been getting a lot of feedback, positive feedback on those articles. So thank you guys for the feedback and all the support that you guys have for Build, Grow, and Enjoy and Working Divas. Look forward to meeting and seeing all you guys at the first annual Keystone Leadership Award in Atlanta, January the 28th. And we will be back on the air on Monday. You guys have a great, great weekend. On Monday, it is MLK Day, Empowerment Day, and I have a very special broadcast for you guys live from Los Angeles, California. Huge, huge community leader, Mr. Kingsley Jones with the Economic Research Institution. You guys do not want to miss this show. This guy is going to bring it in for you. So you definitely want to hear what he has to talk about and the information he has to share and allowing our community to be empowered, to thrive. So that will be Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. And as always, you guys have a blessed, blessed weekend and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.